The River of Time by Russell Simmons. Introduction. The unstoppable flow of time. Time is the silent architect of our lives, the invisible force that shapes all that we know. It is the great river upon which everything drifts. Nations rise and crumble, civilizations bloom and wither, and even the stars themselves are not immune to its erosion. No matter how desperately we cling to the present, it slips through our fingers like water, carrying us forward into the unknown. Every moment we cherish, every love we embrace, every dream we pursue is bound by this relentless current. It defines our beginnings, our transformations, and ultimately our inevitable end. From the moment we are born, time begins its work. We measure it in days and years, in sunrises and seasons, in wrinkles on our skin, and the slow dimming of youthful vitality. We build clocks and calendars to make sense of it, to tame it, yet it remains as untouchable as ever. We look back at our past and wonder how the years vanished so quickly, while the future looms before us, uncertain and unstoppable. Time is both a prison and a promise, an eternal mystery that governs our existence, yet refuses to be fully understood. The deepest fear of humanity. If there is one certainty in life, it is that time takes everything. It is the thief of youth, the architect of loss, and the quiet force that pulls us toward the great unknown. This realization haunts us at every turn. We watch loved ones age, memories fade, and once thriving civilizations disappear beneath the sands of history. We are left with an agonizing question: if time will one day erase everything we have ever known and loved, then what is the purpose of it all? Humanity has always struggled against this unsettling truth. Ancient myths speak of gods and heroes who sought to defy time's rule, searching for fountains of youth, elixirs of immortality, and secret knowledge hidden beyond the veil of existence. Religions promise eternal life beyond the confines of the physical world, offering hope that death is not the final chapter. Science, ever relentless in its quest for mastery, now seeks to unravel the very fabric of time itself, daring to ask whether we can escape its grasp altogether. Are we fleeting echoes or masters of time? The universe is ancient beyond comprehension, stretching across billions of years with an unfathomable vastness that makes human life seem like a brief flicker in the dark. And yet, despite our insignificance in the grand scale of time and space, we have dared to imagine a different fate. Could it be that we are not mere passengers on time's river, but instead its future masters? With each passing century, our understanding of time has deepened. Theories of relativity, quantum mechanics, and the strange possibilities of time travel challenge everything we once believed about its nature. Advances in artificial intelligence, cryonics, and biotechnology hint at the tantalizing prospect of radically extending human life, or perhaps even transcending time's grip altogether. Is time truly an unbreakable law, or is it merely an illusion we have yet to fully comprehend? The search for meaning beyond time. But even if we could break free from time's hold, what then? If aging were conquered, if death became obsolete, if we could manipulate time as easily as we turn the pages of a book, would we truly find peace? Or would an endless existence bring new dilemmas, new fears, and a deeper existential crisis? Some believe that time is not the enemy, but the very essence of meaning itself. That our fleeting, ephemeral existence is what makes life so precious. Others argue that our destiny lies in transcending the limits of time, that we were never meant to be prisoners of its linear path, What is the ultimate truth? And will we ever find a way to step beyond the confines of time into something greater? A Journey Through Time and Beyond. This book is an exploration of humanity's greatest struggle, the battle against time itself. It is a journey through the corridors of history, philosophy, and science, seeking answers to the deepest questions we can ask. Are we truly powerless against time's current, or can we learn to navigate it, to bend it, perhaps even to master it? The answers may not be simple, but the search for them is one of the most profound endeavors we can undertake. For in understanding time, we may come to understand not just our past and future, but the very essence of who we are. 1. The mystery of time. The elusive nature of time. Time is everywhere, yet nowhere. It moves ceaselessly, shaping our past, present, and future, yet we cannot see it, touch it, or contain it. We wake each morning to its steady rhythm, measure our days by its passing, and feel its effects in the wrinkles on our skin, the fading of memories, the shifting of the seasons. And yet, when we stop to ask the simplest of questions, what is time? We find ourselves confronting one of the most profound and perplexing mysteries of existence. Is time a fundamental property of the universe, flowing like an invisible river, independent of human observation? Or is it merely a mental construct, an illusion shaped by our minds to make sense of reality? Is it linear, moving forever forward? Or could it be something far stranger, bending and looping upon itself, waiting to be unraveled? Scientists, philosophers, and mystics alike have struggled to define time. And though we have come far in our understanding, the truth remains elusive. The philosophical conundrum of time. Long before modern science attempted to dissect time's nature, the greatest minds of philosophy wrestled with its meaning. The ancient Greeks contemplated whether time was an objective force or simply a byproduct of change. Heraclitus, the philosopher of flux, envisioned time as an eternal river, a force of ceaseless transformation where nothing remains the same. Parmenides, in stark contrast, argued that change itself was an illusion, that past, present, and future all existed simultaneously in an unchanging whole. Aristotle, perhaps the first systematic thinker on the subject, proposed that time was the measurement of change, inseparable from motion. Without movement, he suggested, there would be no way to mark time's passing. Centuries later, Saint Augustine, pondering time's nature in his Confessions, confessed to a deep paradox. What then is time? If no one asks me, I know. If I wish to explain it to one who asks, I do not know. He recognized that time was deeply tied to human consciousness, that without someone to perceive it, time itself might be meaningless. These early debates laid the groundwork for centuries of inquiry, yet no philosopher could fully grasp time's essence. Was it an objective reality woven into the fabric of the cosmos, or was it a subjective experience, something that only exists in the minds of those who perceive it? The scientific revolution and the birth of modern time. For much of human history, time was measured by the cycles of the natural world, the rising and setting of the sun, the phases of the moon, the changing of the seasons. It was a practical tool, a means to mark events, schedule plantings and harvests, and bring order to human life. But the true nature of time remained an enigma until science turned its gaze toward the cosmos. In the 17th century, Isaac Newton proposed a revolutionary idea. Time was absolute. He envisioned it as a vast, invisible stage upon which all events unfold, ticking forward at a constant rate, unaffected by anything within it. To Newton, time was like an unstoppable universal clock, steady, predictable, and independent of perception. His vision of time became the foundation of classical physics, shaping our understanding of the world for centuries. But this absolute view of time would not go unchallenged. In the early 20th century, Albert Einstein shattered Newton's concept with his groundbreaking theory of relativity. Time, Einstein revealed, was not a fixed entity, but a malleable dimension, intertwined with space itself. His equations showed that time could stretch and contract, that it flowed differently depending on speed and gravity. To an observer traveling near the speed of light, time would slow to a crawl, while for someone near a massive gravitational field, time would tick by at a vastly different rate. In Einstein's universe, there was no single, universal now, only a web of relative moments, each unique to its observer. This revelation shook the very foundations of reality. If time was not absolute, if it could bend and stretch, then was it truly fundamental? Could time, as we perceive it, be nothing more than a trick of perspective? The quantum puzzle: is time even real? As physicists delved deeper into the quantum realm, the mystery of time only grew stranger. Unlike the predictable, clockwork precision of Newton's universe, the world of quantum mechanics was chaotic and bizarre, governed by uncertainty and paradox. Subatomic particles seemed to exist in multiple states at once, their behavior only settling into a definite form when observed. One of the greatest puzzles in modern physics is that the fundamental equations describing the universe make no distinction between past and future. In the world of quantum mechanics, time appears reversible. There is nothing preventing it from flowing backward as easily as it flows forward. This contradicts our everyday experience, where time moves inexorably in one direction, dragging us from birth to death, from the past into the future. Physicists have proposed many theories to explain this arrow of time. Some argue that time's forward flow is simply a byproduct of entropy, the tendency of the universe to move from order to disorder, as described by the second law of thermodynamics. Others speculate that time may not be fundamental at all, but rather an emergent property of deeper, hidden structures within the fabric of reality. If time is merely an illusion born from entropy, then what does that mean for our experience of existence? Could time as we know it be a construct of the human mind, a convenient way for our brains to make sense of an otherwise chaotic universe? Time, the grand illusion or the ultimate reality? The deeper we probe into the mystery of time, the more questions arise. Is time truly flowing, or is it already laid out before us, with past, present, and future existing simultaneously? Some physicists argue for a block universe theory, in which time is like a vast, four-dimensional landscape, where every moment that has ever existed or will exist is already present. If this is true, then free will itself may be an illusion, and we are simply moving along a predetermined path. Yet, despite all these scientific and philosophical revelations, we experience time in a deeply personal way. We remember the past, but not the future. We feel the weight of time's passage in our aging bodies, in the loss of loved ones, in the constant march toward an uncertain destiny. Even if time is an illusion, it is an illusion we cannot escape. And so, the great mystery remains. Is time a fundamental force woven into the structure of reality? Or is it a construct of consciousness, a way for our limited minds to make sense of an incomprehensible universe? Are we merely prisoners of time, forever carried by its current? Or could we, one day, learn to master it? As we journey deeper into the enigma of time, we will explore the possibilities that lie ahead: time travel, immortality, artificial intelligence, and the ultimate fate of civilization. For if there is one thing humanity has always longed for, it is the power to defy time itself.